Okay, here is my 15-second holiday greeting. Hey everybody, Stu Daniels here from Real Resistance Radio, wishing you happy holidays. Spend some time with people you love and tell them that you love them. Hope you have a cool Yule and a great new year, and keep fighting because the resistance is winning. Hey everybody, Stu Daniels here from Real Resistance Radio, wishing you happy holidays. Hope you have a cool Yule and a great new year, and keep fighting because the resistance is winning. Okay, here's news read number one. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker announced yesterday that he has worked out a deal giving the Kimberly-Clark Corporation $28 million from the taxpayers to keep 400 jobs at a plant in the Fox Valley that produces Kotex and Depends. In 2008, a government task force said it would cut pollution in the Mississippi River 45% by 2015. Now, a new study from the Cedar Rapids Gazette says there's been very little progress despite millions of dollars being spent. And the city of Milwaukee has failed in its second attempt to win a federal grant that would extend the Hop streetcar line to the Fiserv Forum. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine, both days with highs in the mid-40s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number two. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Several businesses in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Ozaukee counties reported email bomb threats yesterday. A new study shows that Wisconsin has one of the lowest credit card debt burdens in the nation. And Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes want to get input from the public on the next state budget, so they're doing a four-city budget listening tour. It's called the Building the People's Budget Tour. They were in Green Bay and Wausau this week. They'll be in La Crosse on Tuesday and Milwaukee on Wednesday of next week. Anyone can attend, but you must register online at eventbrite.com. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine tomorrow and Sunday with highs in the mid-40s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here is read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker announced yesterday that he has worked out a deal giving the Kimberly-Clark Corporation $28 million from the taxpayers to keep 400 jobs at a plant in the Fox Valley that produces Kotex and Depends. To make the deal, Walker is using powers of the governor that would be stripped from Tony Evers if Walker signs the lame duck Republican legislation passed last week. The last-minute deal came after Republicans tried for nearly a year to pass a $70 million package. And the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is urging citizens across the state to visit the office of their congressman next Thursday, December 20th, and urge them to make democracy reform a priority when they go back to Washington next month. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In 2008, a government task force said it would cut pollution in the Mississippi River 45% by 2015. Now, a new study from the Cedar Rapids Gazette says there's been very little progress despite millions of dollars being spent. The pollution is mainly nitrate and phosphorus from farm fields and industries. The pollutants contaminate well water, force upgrades at water treatment plants, and cause toxic algae blooms in lakes and a massive dead zone in the delta area where the river meets the Gulf of Mexico. And the Bucks were off last night. They'll be in Cleveland tonight to take on the Cavaliers. Outside tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine, both days with highs in the mid-40s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.